Well, good evening, and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, first I want to apologize for being a day late. It's been a crazy week. A lot of stuff going on. So anyway, I want to get her done because this stuff is in some ways not dated because it's about the end times and that's what we're in. So anyway, I want to get started here with society in the United States. This is this week's Prophecy News headlines dated the 3rd of April through 2 nights ago, the 9th of this year, 2021. Again, the United States, debt danger ahead. 1 million plus simulations produce one verdict, economic destruction. Unprecedented levels of government borrowing, spending twice the amount of tax revenues per month. Think about that. There's got to be a consequence. I know we're going about trillions of dollars every 4 to 6 months, I think, so it's crazy. Trading privacy for convenience. Biometric experiment with palm payments in Seattle Starbucks stores. So, you know, it's all beginning. Technology in the last days, according to Daniel chapter 12, verse 3 and 4. Louisiana Senate unanimously passes bill to block control of UN, the World Health Organization, and the World Economic Forum in the state. So what they're doing is protecting their state from this possible, you know, worldwide health control thing coming up at the end of May at the globalist meeting. And so they want to take over health control. You know about that. All right, more later, of course. Backlash is real. DEI exodus gains steam across corporate America. So there's finally, you know, pushback on this delusion that the LGBTQ lies out there. It really is. It should be. U.S. anti-Israel protests escalating with calls to attack Tel Aviv. I don't understand these people, but then again, delusion is not always understandable. Poll. 1/3 of Americans think violence may solve the U.S. divisions. I'll tell you, there's a lot of talk about civil war. This is the year for it if it happens because of the election, Trump, Biden, and all the stuff that's going on. Protesters in Michigan chant death to America, death to Israel on last day of Ramadan, hotbed of hatred. But I'll tell you, Michigan, Minnesota, they're being taken over by leftists and, you know, Muslims and the whole thing. It's sad to see. Chicken and cattle hit with massive bird flu outbreak. And, of course, the prices will go skyrocketing here in America, as if they haven't already. So we'll see that. Let's go to the world. All right. Healthy people with autism in their 20s set to be euthanized by both the Dutch and Canadian regimes, and more nations are talking about this. Boy, they're taking it out of God's hands, aren't they? Well, European anti-ESG farmers wage manure war. Poop war. Two dead, five injured. Two dead, five injured. Police are spattered, and roads are slick with waste over the last several months. Well, I'll tell you, these farmers in Europe are really, really putting it up. And they're starting to win some battles. The European Union is starting to back off on some of these controls. I don't know how long it'll last. And when the globalist government comes in, of course, doesn't really matter. They'll be jailed and put in prison if they protest then. Italians beg for help amidst rising migrant violence. Quote, it's a jungle. They attack you here. So Italy's gone. Social order could collapse in artificial intelligence era, says two top Japan companies. Again, it's just the setup for the Mark of the Beast and everything else that's coming. J.P. Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon warns world faces risk that eclipses anything since World War II financially, he's talking about, of course, and he's right. Global cataclysms. Nations all across the globe are feeling vulnerable and are looking for safety. I'll tell you, nobody in this world feels safe anymore, no matter where you live. It's really spinning out of control, just like the Bible said it would. All it reminds me of pre-World War II Germany. I've said this a lot, but it's the truth. That nation was totally crashing. You know, the economy was no good. Remember, it took a wheelbarrow full of their currency at that time to buy a loaf of bread. That's how bad it was. And that's why Hitler had an easy way of coming in. People were looking for somebody, someone to help them. And that's exactly where the world's heading right now. Guess I wonder who that's going to be. Interesting. Green gone mad. All United Kingdom airports will close by 2029, and beef and lamb will be banned from human consumption to meet climate targets. I wonder how people are going to get there. Well, maybe they won't get there. Maybe they don't want to get there. I know it's been taken over by the Muslims too. All right, wars and rumors. Leaked report says Ukraine at great risk of front lines collapsing. That was on the 3rd, and on the 8th, 5 days later, Russian drone strikes hit Ukrainian nuclear power plant. And Zelensky said, their president said, Ukraine will lose the war if the United States fails to approve aid. We'll see. Russia is at war. Due to flurry of Western support for Ukraine and now escalating ground troop insertions, Russia had to move its special military operation into the bigger scope of a full-fledged war. Basically, they're trying to add another 200,000 to their military forces right now. Ukraine drone attacks now 800 miles deep into Russia, so they're hitting back. Russia's army expansion signals Putin is serious about ending the war in Ukraine. That's what I talked about there in a minute ago. Russia accused of using chemical gas attacks against Ukrainian soldiers. Zelensky's options, they're saying, are bad or worse. That's just basically it. So that war is really going now against Ukraine. It's kind of a stalemate for a while, but not anymore. Pestilence. Boy, earthquakes are waking up this week. I shouldn't say waking up. They woke up. I mean, we had a 7+. We know that. Down at 7.5, as a matter of fact, off of Taiwan. Strongest in over 25 years there. And they have a lot of earthquakes there. To tsunami warnings as Japan calls for evacuations. Basically for Hiroshima and Okinawa. 9 killed so far. Also in 6.5. Hit after that 7+, so it's that big. Well, it can't. It's an earthquake, not an aftershock. Anyway, there were more. So there was a 7. There were 5 6-pluses and 55 5-pluses. Boy, you talk about a huge increase. And now in California, they're worried about the San Andreas Fault waking up. Scientists are saying it's coming. It's just a matter of time. It's a very short time. They're saying now. Oh, they're hard to predict, but that's what they're saying. Spread of bird flu cases in cattle herds fuels demand concerns, also attacking chickens. One human case now is reported. In fact, that's a big scare, and we'll talk about that in the pestilence department. An extremely active hurricane season is headed our way, experts are warning. And most likely more than ever, okay? They're saying record ocean warmth, atmospheric patterns, etc. add to the whole problem. Bird flu now becoming a major threat to multi-vaxxed humans due to immune system destruction, they're saying. Well, isn't this sad? 4.8 rare earthquake rocks tri-state. That's back in the East Coast, shakes New York City. Buildings are swaying from Philadelphia to Boston. And there was a 4.0 followed with 18 more aftershocks, and more are predicted. So that's unusual back there. They had a bird flu on a tear, now spreading to Ohio, Kansas, New Mexico. CDC is saying we need to take this very seriously, so we'll see. All right, pestilences. Russia declares state of emergency over radiation leak. They don't know why yet, according to what they're saying. They probably do, but they won't say anything. All right, here we go. Multiple regions across the United States declare state of emergency in preparation for solar eclipse. Nobody understands why, but they did. I put these in the wrong department, so let's skip to the last one. Nut job chaos as Mount Etna puffs giant smoke rings in extraordinary phenomena. And people are tying the total eclipse as the reason. Also at East Coast, earthquake plus more. Of course, you know, the fearful, you know, put all these things together, and people have been doing it for years, you know. It's pestilences of the last days. We know that, and if they're tied together, we'll know soon enough, won't we? All right, plandemic. This is, hold on one second. Yeah, all right. Right, I'm in the right place. Okay, Tennessee lawmakers passed bill targeting mRNA vaccinations in food. In other words, they're not going to allow it to be put in food in their state. They're trying to get that crap into some, in any way they can. There are even ways now people that have shots can give it to people that haven't. COVID House of Cards collapsing as new released data shows the absolute lie of the vaccination, and lawsuits are piling up. Boy, are they ever. Top international virologist issues dire warning. Massive, massive tsunami of death among the highly vaxxed is imminent going forward. That's scary. New report details horrifying costs of Fauci's failures. Government-enforced mask mandates, lockdowns, required vaccinations, or loss of jobs and freedom. And the list goes on. And that's really sad because a lot of people didn't want the vaccination, but to keep their income and keep their families intact, they had to. That's this government we have. Boy, it's garbage. Now, here we go again. Scientists warn bird flu pandemic could be 100 times worse than COVID-19. And also, they also warned the state leaders to have up-to-date operational plans for bird flu in humans. And so I don't know if they'll be able to do that or not, but that's they're asking at least. Okay. More good news on the pandemic scam. It says, in bed with Big Pharma, corruption fears. As report finds, U.S. doctors, politicians received $12 billion-plus dollars in pharma payments in the past few years. Are you surprised? I'm not. I've always wondered, well, not too much, about, you know, average people going to D.C. and, you know, getting elected to office, coming home millionaires. Interesting, isn't it? CDC forced to release hidden trove of COVID-19 vaccination injury reports. That's what they're doing. There's a lot of news on this subject this week. Actually, I'm going to stop there, though. That's enough. Spiritual persecution. Decline in Christianity opening the doors to various new gods. Boy, is it ever. Boy, I'll tell you, this Satan is on the run, man. U.S. anti-Israel protests escalate with calls to attack Tel Aviv now. That's persecution of the Jews. Top pulpit failure. Half of the United States churches goers find no biblical problem with homosexual marriages now. Boy, I'll tell you, just read Romans chapter 1, verse 19 through the end, and then ask me if you have a problem with homosexuality. If you believe in the Bible and take it literally, you cannot. Archbishop Vigano, you know how I feel about him. Biden must be excommunicated after Trans Day of Visibility Declaration. Nobody could agree more than me. And finally, pastor saying Biden all but guaranteed America's destruction for his insulting proclamation of Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. They're saying that judgment has to come. It is coming. Also now blaming Israel for civilian deaths and hindrance while letting Hamas off the hook. And it's true. They are. It's amazing. Massive El Paso border revival continues as thousands of people surrendering their lives to Jesus Christ. Boy, that's good news. Finally, some. Huh? For some Christians, a solar eclipse signals the second coming of Christ. Signs in the sun, moon, and stars. It's in Luke chapter 21, verse 11. You know, it's just one of the signs, guys. I mean, we all know these eclipses have been going on for a long time, so I'm not sure this is one that qualifies for that, but anyway, I think everything nowadays qualifies in some way, doesn't it? And spiritual persecution here. Continuing. Southern Baptists lose 1,200 more churches as people are fleeing them. Yeah, I can understand why. Okay, blasphemy. On March 29th, President Biden signed a White House proclamation observing March 31st as transgender. I already talked of Transgender Visibility Day. I know there's a lot on this, but it's a big one. Of course, this coincides with Easter Sunday, the holiest day on the Christian calendar and the most important day in all of human history. Now, putting these two celebrations on equal footing is an outrage and pure blasphemy. It really is. Laws today are now being weaponized against Christians. This will not go unnoticed by God, and there will be consequences. There will be. A 70-year-old grandma convicted on all charges in Washington, D.C. jury after praying at the Capitol on January 6th. All she did was pray. Wow. Gender identification law spells the end of religious liberty in Minnesota. I mentioned Minnesota a little bit ago, so yeah, you won't be able to disagree with it up there. Man, I'll tell you, Christians need to get out of that state. It's that in Michigan and a few others. It's just terrible. All right. Lambert, now never forget this. The remnant may be considered cheap and worthless by the world standards today. That's us, by the way. But not by God's. Don't forget that as the pressure mounts on us fellow believers. I mean, we just need to stand strong together and pray for each other and pray for the lost. Love. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. Don't forget that. Israel, Middle East. CIA warns Iran attack within 48 hours. Now, this was on the 4th, so it didn't happen. The CIA, again, is not right. War cabinet meets. It says Israel warns Iran of a massive regional war if directly attacked, and they will. Israeli embassies around the world put on high alert, of course. All right. Now, I know part of that whole thing is Palestinian intifada drills are going on. Fears of World War III are skyrocketing all across the globe. IDF halts leave for combat troops. Intel chief warns worst is yet to come. Biden demands immediate ceasefire. Of course he does. Biden ultimatum to Bibi, of course, that's their Prime Minister Netanyahu, quote, "We won't support you." Insiders say Biden turning due to political pressures. Of course, they think it's because of the upcoming election, because a lot of people on the left are not supporting his position of support. And, of course, that doesn't surprise me either. First time in months, Gaza terrorists fire rockets at southern Israel. That's been quiet. Anti-Semites now insist modern Jews are not descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah. Well, that's easy to prove. It is true. They are. As the world comes against Israel, is this prophesied? Zechariah 12, 1 through 3 says that the world at the end of the times will come against Israel with everything they've got, and Jerusalem will be a stumbling block for the entire world. And after 6 months of war, isolation is spreading. Europe, all the allies are pulling back on Israel right now. Biden and Bibi relationship has changed forever. So, you know, the Bible says people that go against Israel will ultimately pay the price. Scary for America and for a lot of the nations in the world. Of course, we know it's coming. Hezbollah's head says Israeli strikes on Iran's consulate in Syria is the turning point. So far, no consequences. We'll see. The war over? IDF ends invasion? Everybody was surprised. Netanyahu, however, sets a date for the Rafah operation. He pushes back at the United States. Date, of course, is kept secret. Which makes sense. Biden faces mutiny as top ministers, Bibi faces mutiny as top ministers demand full-scale invasion after IDF troops pulled out. What they're doing is reorganizing. You're not done there. UN Israeli ambassador spoke to the UN General Assembly and said this, if Hitler were alive today, he would sing praises to the UN. Wow. He probably would, because they're terrible. They're so anti-Semitic that it's just tragic. And they're on U.S. soil, and we pay taxes to them for hating Israel. Just drives me crazy. You know, this just makes me nuts. Anyway, I'm going to pull myself together here. All right. Finally, the double standard. When the U.S. troops kill aid workers, it's friendly fire. When Israel does, it's a war crime. This is true. Think about it. All right. Let's do some world government. World Health Organization ready to drop disease X bomb on humanity. Insiders are saying finishing touches on disease X, which is the World Health Organization's next pandemic to replace COVID-19, of course. Rumors have it that they will turn it loose on world citizenry at the 77th World Health Assembly on May 27th through June 1st. In other words, that makes sense because that's the one where the world globalists want to take over the world's healthcare. They want to control all rules, no matter what. I mean, nations give up sovereignty on healthcare if they go for this. And a lot of nations are. I know Biden's team so far has totally supported it. And of course, it's scary, man. And so now they're thinking that disease X may be the trigger to force nations to do it. So I guess we'll see. 50 in 5, quote unquote. Think about that. Remember that. 50 in 5. Number 50 in number 5. UN and Bill Gates behind digital public infrastructure for global control. This is what 50 in 5 is. Depopulation nutjob Gates wants a global program to impose digital public infrastructure, which is DPI, on their citizens within 5 years. Includes CBDCs, digital identification, comprehensive data systems, and more, and all functional across national borders. Over a dozen nations have volunteered to serve as its first movers. And so far, spokesmen say nations that don't participate will soon not be able to function in the world society. So, again, another thing that's coming. Just a comment here. Satan's kingdom, basically, we're seeing it just raging right now, which we knew would be the case in these final days. Behind the false information that permeates today's airways lies Satan's agenda to establish his kingdom on the earth with a man of lawlessness at the helm. But the we remnant will be pulled out before he fully takes over. But with most of the world falling for these lies, many also live in fear due to the raging deception. There is actually good news behind the push of the World Economic Forum's and the UN to establish a devil's new world order. There's good. It could be good news. It not only tells us that we live in the last moments of human history, but it also points to the nearness of the glorious kingdom that we will inherit, one that will be far more glorious than we can even begin to imagine. That is the hope of this darkness right now, and I say that every week. I love it. I mean, I hate the times, but I knew it were coming, and we know that Jesus is coming for us. Come, Lord Jesus. All right, I'm raging here, but that's cool. I always do. All right, pure delusion. Let's wrap it up with this one. Delaware passes bill to use dead humans as compost. Great respect. U.S. soccer player apologizes for sharing Christian content after Megan Rapinoe says it's hateful and causing child suicide. Megan Rapinoe, of course, is a transgender. No, she's not. She's not transgender. She's gay. Whatever, lesbian or whatever she's called. But, and of course, she's total atheist and everything else. So she makes the Christian apologize. Well, Easter Sunday drag queen event goes muck. Excuse me, let me say it again. Easter Sunday drag queen event goers muck Christ and Mary in San Francisco. They're asking to rewrite history so that Jesus never existed. This is public. This is what's going on. Now, our tax dollars. Congress approves $380 million for border security measures in the Middle East, but ours remain wide open. Figures. New Jersey liberal candidate for United States Senate hilariously mocked. Why? She blamed this week's East Coast earthquake on climate change. And she's running for office. Probably get elected. Join the rest of the nut jobs in D.C. United Kingdom lawyers argue employing Christians may lead to LGBT people to suicide. They call John 3:16 is triggering. Boy, these people. Students pray to Mama Earth in required structural racism class at the UCLA Medical School. They had to pray to Mother Earth. Can you imagine? These are our colleges today. Texas Gender Clinic performs experimental surgeries like Barbie dolling, nullification, giving patients both male and female genitals. Again, it's just beyond imagination. Scientists accidentally made a mouse grow legs in place of his genitals. That was fascinating. Dem St. Louis mayor says business owners should be held accountable for crimes that happen on their premises. So it's the owner's fault, not the criminal. Welcome to today's society. And one more, then we'll wrap this. Latest climate criminal. Dirt is now a major threat to the environment. Australia says it's emitting hundreds of tons of CO2 into the atmosphere. So now they're even condemning dirt. Well, I have a question for them. What do we do without dirt? We have no dirt. We have no place to live. These people are just beyond imagination. I'll tell you, when Christ and the Bible talked about the end times prophetic delusion, man, they weren't kidding, were they? Okay, that's it. It's getting kind of long here, so I want to get out. But again, I want to reiterate that comment about the hope. You know, it is dark. It's exploding all around us. We're in the final stages of the birth pains of the last days, last moments before Christ's return. And of course, the rapture will happen first, and then a short gap, and then of course, the 7-year tribulation period, and then our glorious return with Jesus for 1,000 years and then beyond. That's our hope. You know, this darkness, this explosion of this craziness is all proof that we are this close. So first of all, find joy in that, because you won't have to put up with this much longer. And secondly, tell people that are living in fear how not to. Believe in Jesus Christ, that he lived, died on the cross, rose from the dead. That's all that's required to be saved. No other rules that man has made contribute to that saving message. It's that simple. Love Jesus. Believe that he is our true redeemer. That's all it is. And I'm rambling, but I love to ramble about that. So I love you all. Hang in there, again, because of what I just talked about. When you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Never forget that. Okay, until next time, this is Rhett.